once the news spread to my students and then the composer of this song, they really just totally flipped.
Bill Ryan is director of Grand Valley State University's new music ensemble. He recalls receiving the web alert that its song, Glass Surfaces, had landed at number 88 on NPR's list of top 100 songs of 2017.
Kind of floored by this, clicking on it and seeing these other highly recognizable names, and then there's little old Grand Valley among them. Scrolling down, we saw Jay-Z on there. I think I saw Justin Bieber as well, but had some kind of tune that was remixed in there. So it's an amazing list if you scroll through the whole thing, because it's a collection of all genres and a lot of people that we've heard of that are doing really big things in the pop and rock world. This is our fourth CD that we've done since 2005. This project is very special to me because all the music was composed by three former composition students that went through Grand Valley at various times. So they went through the whole program, studied with me. Now they're out there finding success as composers. They created all the music for us, and then my current students that are in the ensemble recorded everything. So it's entirely homegrown, and I think really demonstrates what good things can come out of our program. The composers, they composed notated material for us that they sent us last year, and we read it and rehearsed it and recorded it, but it was all just acoustic instruments. And then they took those sounds, that audio, and then further manipulated it into what we hear on the album.
How would you describe the style or the music?
It's classical music, but it's classical music being written today, and it's for our ensemble, the New Music Ensemble, the Chamber Ensemble, so it's a small collection of various instruments. We have seven players. The music for this CD is a hybrid of electronic music combined with our acoustic instruments. And so they kind of merge, and very often you cannot recognize who is producing a certain sound, but at other times it's very clear about who is. For example, you might hear a flute, but then later on in the piece that might morph electronically into a brand new sound. We didn't know what we were going to get, so when the tracks started coming back to us in the summertime, that was really the first time we got an idea of the direction that the album would be in it. We were just off board as they kept coming in. And we're very, very excited.
What do you like about Glass Surface?
I like the pace of it, the gentleness of it. It sort of pulls you in and invites you in subtly. And then the dynamics of the piece build. And it's a subtle journey through these acoustic and electronic worlds.
Patrick Center, WGVU News.